WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey there, good morning. It's 7:33. Brock Hunter, intern Bryce.
What's happening?
We're sitting here BSing on things we can do with the intern. We haven't really put you through the ringer yet, which
not quite yet. Only a few jokes about my mom. That's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah, that's everything. I joke about his mom.
How welcome
mom,
to the show. Way, she's great. Yeah.
Is your dad still mad at me?
No.
Okay, good. I'll change that real fast.
dads don't particularly love Brock too much.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Crazy.
The topic today is what strange things do you have on your bucket list? Or your mom's on my bucket list.
Hey!
Hey, I already crossed Hunter's mom off mine. So
yeah.
Yeah, man.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right,
Franklin as well.
Good God! See, you taught him well. Your Henry's Hamburgers topic of the day today. What strange item do you have on your bucket list? You can comment on Facebook or give us a call 925-WIRX 925-9479. I was thinking about this last night, and the only one, I don't know if this is strange or, but I don't think it's a typical one. Mm-hmm. I want to do an open mic night so bad.
Oh, really?
But the crazy thing is, I'm terrified to do it.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's absolutely terrifying.
I want to do like an open mic night. And Kiki and I, we play music together, and you know, she posts videos on Facebook, which I don't know, I'm kind of embarrassed, which is so weird because I'm 33. Nothing embarrasses me at this point. But on my bucket list, I want to do like a 3-minute, 5-minute open mic night, mm-hmm. stand up set, or maybe play some music.
Here you go. Here's your microphone. Now make sure you make everybody laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, dude.
Oh.
Like, I actually do. I've been working on, like, I do have kind of a routine. Mm-hmm. And it starts with bathroom stall doors, and then it kind of tapers off from there. But I have a good start.
Back in, like, 2007, I did a routine that I stole. I wasn't getting paid for it. So I guess it was.
If I'm not getting paid, I'm not going to make original content.
Looking back on it, I'm like, eh. But it was a lot of impressions.
Oh,
you know, so it wasn't like stolen joy. You had to to do impressions.
Yeah, see, you could go do, you could be one of those impression cops.
But dude, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I've done a lot of like sports things, you know, been in front of crowds. Something about comedy. Yeah. It is absolutely terrifying.
Well, because there is a...
I've never had the amount of butterflies.
There's a reaction. And we all know, if you say something funny, people should laugh. People aren't laughing. You're not saying something funny. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, but anyway, that's kind of my weird, strange, unique thing on my bucket list.
That's
yeah,
a good one.
Do you have one?
I do have one. I have a couple, actually. I'll start with this one. You know, I've always wanted to do or be a part of, I would love to drive it, but even if I was in the passenger seat, mm-hmm. ripping through the desert in a Baja truck.
That's not strange. That's badass.
That's cool.
Now, if you said strapped naked to the top of a Baja truck in the middle of the desert.
That's weird.
Let's do one lap first.
I'm going to add that to my bucket list. You naked on the top of my Baja truck.
Ass first.
Ass first, yeah. Just catching all the bugs.
Oh, no.
It's pretty sandy, too.
Ow! Ow!
But, dude, could you imagine?
Yeah, that would be. That'd be great. There may be some people that would think that's strange.
Yeah.
I think it's badass, so maybe it's not strange.
Badass.
Naked on a Baja car. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. There's some awesome answers on Facebook. What strange thing... is on your bucket list. We'll have more here in just a little bit. Your Henry's Hamburgers topic of the day. Stick around.
More of...
All right, good morning, 7:46. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Intern Bryce.
That's me.
Our little redheaded dummy.
Little.
Just be happy I learned your name, intern.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's me.
Hey.
I'm that guy. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Your Henry's Hamburgers topic of the day. What is the strangest thing on your bucket list? What's the strangest thing you want to do? I like Debbie's. She said, people don't believe me, but I want to milk a cow. That's a weird thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird
thing. That's a strange thing to have on your bucket list.
I don't really have a... I don't think I've ever touched an udder. First off,
I have pulled some teats in my day.
Yeah,
I have.
Is it a weird feeling thing?
No, it's not.
What's it feel like?
I don't know.
Is it like a wiener? It's got to have a kind of feel to it.
I tell you what, I think my youth growing up milking cows helped out later in life. I think I kind of got the general idea of it.
Oh, wow.
Debbie.
It's so educational.
Is it the same motion to milk?
It's a little different.
Because what do you got to like?
You start at top and you make a circle.
Yeah.
Right, just
with your fingers like an
OK symbol, and you're just gonna gentle pressure. You don't want to go too crazy. You don't want to hurt the cow, and you just downward motion.
Okay, so you're like go-gurting it out of the body. So you're not like tugging on.
A lot of people think you're doing this.
Yeah, like squeezing it.
That's not gonna do anything. If you're just doing that motion right there, no, it's a from the actual bag. So in the main part. So at the base of the teat, where it connects to the rest of the udder, you're starting there, and then you're just pulling down.
Okay.
And kind of tightening as you go because the teat gets smaller.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you get two hands going.
Yeah. Now, what if I, like, lube my hand up with KY?
You don't want to do that. No. You won't have any grip. You need
a good solid grip. Yeah.
Stay dry.
Yeah.
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 Be good practice for the wife.
You gonna milk your wife?
No,
I have nipples.
Her doing it.
I have nipples, Hunter. Can you milk me?
Let's try.
I have nipples too. What about that?
You know what? Both of you.
Yeah.
Pop the top.
Whip them out.
I brought little petri dishes.
I'm gonna be honest. No, you don't want your wife to approach you in the same manner of milking a cow.
Yeah.
You will not have a good time.
Absolutely.
No, you will not.
You know, I think anything at this point, Brock, is gonna be okay.
Mitch, I'm lonely.
He's desperate.
Larry said the Mile High Club.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's strange. I think every guy probably has that on his list.
You know, until you get into one of those bathrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's always a great idea.
Nightmare.
And then the last time I went to Vegas, I went to the bathroom. Of course, you think about it when you go to the airplane bathroom. You kind of look around. You're like, I don't even think this is possible.
No.
There's, like, no room.
You need, like, one of those
big
air buses.
Like, I can barely fit in one, let alone, like, another person.
Yeah.
Or, like...
No, you're not. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Sorry.
Elijah said Bigfoot hunting across the U.S. That is very strange. Well, have fun just being out in the woods, Elijah, with nothing going on.
Right. We call that camping.
Yeah, it's camping.
Right.
No, I'm Bigfoot hunting.
Never heard of it?
You're camping. Megan said noodling. I actually want to add that to my list.
Ooh.
Noodling. You have any desires that on your bucket list? That's a strange item.
A monster catfish just ripping on my arm.
Putting your hand in a hole.
I have a hard time putting my hands in holes, Brock.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun. That'd be fun.
That'd be terrifying.
It'd be terrifying.
It's not going to hurt you. It's like they're just sucking on your arm.
No, I'm pretty sure. Have you seen noodling?
They don't have teeth. It's fine.
They definitely have teeth.
It's like getting gummed. It's like getting gummed by granny. It's not gonna hurt.
Except the jaw strength is a lot more.
I've seen kids do it.
First off, they have teeth. Second of all, I don't know if you've seen the right videos online.
I saw a chick in a bikini do it. I think I can handle it.
Have you seen the dude, like the monster, the guy has a huge arm, do it? And it literally almost tears the skin off of his arm.
Yeah.
Like he gets it up to the elbow.
Yeah.
And that fish is just, it's a monstrous catfish.
What was that fish doing? I think that guy was just a put. You know what? No, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to stick something else in that.
Okay.
I'm not putting my hand in a hole with a catfish.
We'll send the intern to do it.
Yeah. Right.
Intern, you're going to go noodling for us,
gotcha.
And then we'll decide whether or not we're going to do it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. More strange bucket list items when we come back. All righty. Good morning.
I got to tell you something.
Yeah, what's up?
Over the weekend,
Does this have to do with the topic at all?
Yes.
It does. It does. Okay.
Absolutely does.
Perfect. All right.
And scratch it off the bucket list.
Yeah.
Because it happened this weekend, Brock.
Wow.
I've been doing this. I've been trying for 2 years.
Yeah.
Literally trying for 2 years, and it happened this weekend. I shot a deer.
You shot a deer?
I shot a deer.
You shot an actual deer?
Yes, a buck. Shot a deer.
Hold on a sec. I know he's going to say something stupid at
the end of this.
Around, I don't so. Believe
no,
it.
No, no I swear on
you,
my life.
You shot a deer.
But did
you
shot a deer.
You shot it.
With my drone.
I knew it. I knew you were going
to
say it.
This with my drone. Dude, I am going to straight to Discovery.
Did you get a good... Did you count it? Yeah.
Dude, yes. I had the goggles on, right? It's hard. Anybody who has a drone will know how hard it is to do this, to find wildlife.
Yeah, because it's
because there's so much.
That's how they fly around.
That and there's so much foliage around. You can't see anything underneath the trees.
Yeah.
So I found one.
You found a deer.
I was literally trying to find a deer, and I come over this tree. I come right over this tree. Boom! Right there.
And you got a deer.
And I got it. I followed it for about 30 to 45 seconds until it went in the ravine.
That would have been so much better if it ended with. I shot it with a gun.
No.
Yeah.
Not with your drone. That's my version's better.
Because then I could have had some venison. No. Now all I have is a stupid video.
No, you know what? You got a good local video shoot.
Hunter, I can't make the jerky out of the wings off the
Great.
Off the wings.
What do you want me to do, strap a 9 to my drone?
Yes. Actually, yes, I do. That sounds quite fun.
That sounds like multiple felonies, but guess what?
Yeah,
it's
right.
Fun.
I'm putting that on my bucket list.
Want me to go to jail?
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What strange items or thing do you have on your bucket list? Do you have one, intern?
Oh, man. I want to go through the South Bend Chocolate Factory and eat as much until I literally have foam coming out of my mouth.
I want to die at the South Bend Chocolate Factory.
That's how I want to go.
I think I saw that part in Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
You wanted Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
What was his name? It was
Augustus Gloop. You know how I know? Because I played that kid in the musical production.
I love it. He was the.
I have to get more chocolate. Yeah,
the pudgy little German kid.
Oh man!
But Papa, I want the chocolate.
I want the chocolate. And then I literally die, and all the Oompa Loompas have a big dance party.
I like it.
Celebrating my demise. And that's one way, that's how I want to go.
So your last item on your bucket list.
I played it in theater. Yeah. It has to happen in real life.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets? Eating as much as an elephant eats.
How do you know
that? What are you at getting terribly fat?
Why are you pointing at me while it happens?
Of that.
Rude.
I don't like the look of it.
Sam said sex with a midget. I don't think I can say that. Sex with a little person.
Hey, speaking of Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
And you want an Oompa Loompa? Of course, the son of Sam would say that.
What do you think about that?
I would. Yeah, absolutely. Come on now. You know me.
Come on.
What won't I have sex with? Let's see. Angela said eating food that's potentially deadly while having sex in France.
What?
That's just normal.
Sherry said sex in the bleachers at Wrigley. Good God, you perverts. Everyone just wants to bang someplace weird.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting.
Laura, we'll end with Laura because this is a good one. She said, I had visiting the International Penis Museum in Iceland on my bucket list, but I checked that off yesterday. She must be in Iceland.
Hey!
Congratulations, Laura!
What is
Welcome
it?
Welcome to Sweden.
This is Sweden. Check out our Sweden. Penis our penis
we
museum.
Have our penis museum.
It's all the penises.
Under
everywhere.
Do the fliegen after.
It's just a 5 euro to see the penises.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I think we went one more German there at the end.
A little bit. We'll be back.
Rock 107.